disappear. Ask if you can come back into the room, and onomat, we will have to keep a time because Talib al-Ilm has been, I mean, at this rate, tahajjud time is going to start, and, you know, so we have to keep a time until he comes back, or else it will be 20 raqatain of tahajjud. So please decide on a time, and then another Deobandi. Oh, he's back. Okay, drop the room. Talib al-Ilm is back, brother is back, so we have to dot all the room now. So remove all hands, and inshallah, let's get back to what was happening.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Right. Jazakumullah khair. Welcome back, Talib al-Ilm. And we shall continue with our discussion between Talib al-Ilm with Sunni Muslim. Yeah, let's undot him. Okay. Right. And the topic is still Ilm Ghaib of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Does he have it or does he not? Okay, so both are undotted. Yeah, akhi, undot him. Ya Allah. Okay, good. So 4 minutes each. Who shall start first? Iman, Islam, Ihsan. It's Sunni Muslim's turn. Okay. So, Sunni Muslim, your mic. 4 minutes. Hold on. Let me get the recording back on. Hold on. Alright, so everything's set. So who's next? Sunni Muslim, right? Ah, okay. I've started the recording, Iman, Islam, Ihsan. Never mind, you can go on.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. My dear brothers, as I said right from the beginning, we will talk about this issue or any other issues in a room where we have one our admin and one of the Bareilly admins, or two of our admins and two of their admins. I have a problem of here Urdu, translating Urdu into English, Arabic into English, and all these speak. I have to speak three languages here at a time. So I want now Bareillys to open a room, or where we open a room and talk on this. And it will be preferably in Urdu. It will be is a lot better for me, because Raza Khan Bareilly, all books are in Urdu, and our books are in Urdu. So, Muslim, if you are ready, okay. If not, I don't want to continue in English room. Do you agree with me or not? I want you, Sunni Muslim, to open a room, or I open a room, or any one of our Muslim brother open a room, and where we have a Bareilly admin, and where we have a our Deobandi admin. One each or two each. Anytime, now, tomorrow, whenever. I do not want to continue here in English, especially because Raza Khan Bareilly books, he's been specially deliberately avoiding the debate. The issue of debate has been deliberately avoided. So I'm leaving the mic.
Jazakumullahu al-khaira. Our brother performed Salah, and after that he has got this wisdom. See, when we decided this debate in the beginning, it was all understood that this is going to be in English. So if that time itself you could have decided that no, I am not going to speak in English, our respected brother H. Adam does speak fine English. I have heard him. So if you thought that you cannot continue this in Urdu, then you should have requested your brother H. Adam to come and continue this. Anyway, there is no issues involved. It is on record. We have seen a reference. Just this was my demand right from start. No, my dear friend, your only demand was that we have one Deobandi moderator and one Sunni moderator. Language was never mentioned. The whole demand is on record. Okay, the whole thing which you spoke and I spoke is on record. It can be played back. You never said that I want to debate in Urdu. You only said that I want a moderator from Barelvi side and a Deobandi side. And I said I have no problem. You bring a Deobandi, a Qadiani, a Wahhabi, or a Kababi, anyone. I have no problem as long as the moderator is a neutral one. Anyway, there is nothing left. One last thing before I will say and leave the mic. My respected brother, he gave a wrong book reference. Ja'al Haq is not written by Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Barelvi. I thought when my brother will come, I would correct him. I will not say that he is lying. Ja'al Haq is not written by Ahmad Raza Khan Barelvi. The book he was quoting, it is written by Ahmad Yar Khan Barelvi. See, now he will say Raja Khani book. Earlier he was saying it is a book by Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. It is written by another Imam, Ahmad Yar Khan. Anyway, I do not want to make anyone lie just for this. Second thing he said, Ahmad Raza Khan said that Prophet died even having this five knowledge. This is because of his poor translation, what he wrote, Ahmad Yar Khan, that it has been communicated that many scholars believe that even these five things were given to Rasulullah. And as it says, an empty tumbler makes more noise. Our brother did not look who these scholars are. He said he can read Arabic. Subhanallah. Here it is, all the hadith and all the scholar, Qadi Ayad, Sheikh Ghumari, who have this belief, and they have brought the hadith to support their claim. They have brought hadith to support their claim. So his translation was wrong. Ahmad Yada Khan wrote, it has been communicated to us that few of the scholars believe that these five ilm have also been given. Anyway, there is no use of debating now. And I don't want to rubble around, take a U-turn. I knew this is going to happen for the benefit of the Sunni Muslims. I have posted two links in the room. You all can read it. 80 hadiths on the prophetic knowledge of the unseen. And I shall leave the mic now for respected moderators. Also, I thank them for carrying out this debate. All those who want to read the shara of this hadith and by the scholars can go there. Jazakumullahu al-khaira. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina maulana muhammadin tibbil qulub wa dawa'iha wa afiyatil abdan wa shifaiha wa nuril absari wa jazallahu anna muhammadan wa sallallahu alayhi.
Listen, my dear, you have...
Please, the moderator's hand was up. It's very rude to jump the moderator. I want to say that we have all been in the room for a very long time, Talibul Ilm, and at the beginning you did not make a request. You went into this debate knowing it would be in English, and that is very wrong. There's only two options now. Option number one, you continue with the debate. Option number two, you forfeit the debate. If you forfeit the debate, what happens automatically, Sunni Muslim has won, and all the association with that, which is his position, has also gained strength. The debate cannot be postponed, because people in the room waited a long time for you to return. And therefore, it's very unfair if these people have to wait even longer. So there's two things. Either you find a replacement to continue your debate, or you forfeit the debate, in which case Sunni Muslim has gained strength, his position has gained strength. Okay, so I'm getting married, I don't have time. So Talibul Ilm, the position is clear. The moderators are neutral. I am neither Deobandi nor am I Barelvi. And Pastor Onomatopoeia is neither Deobandi nor is he Barelvi. and the room is in order. Everybody is content. So I have given the options. Now the decision is yours, my friend, which is either you continue as has been going on, or you forfeit the debate, and by forfeiting the debate, it means that you have toppled the peace and your position has been unable to defend your position. By default, the Muslim has gained strength and he has won the debate. So that's the two options. The choice is entirely yours. I'm sure my fellow admin would also agree that this is fair. Or the alternative is, if you feel that you cannot debate this topic, then by mutual cooperation with Sunni Muslim, you can change to another topic if you wish. And if you really feel that you want to continue this topic, then you can find a replacement for yourself. So there's many options, but postponement and delaying the inevitable is not an option. Thank you. And thank you everybody for listening and being so cooperative.
نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم. Listen, I'm not talking to the room debate, room administrator or room admin or others. I am solely speaking only to the Barelvi side. I want the Barelvis to talk to me in any room, open room, private room, wherever they want. We can continue with the Barelvis. It's an Urdu topic and in Urdu language, anywhere they want, face-to-face or on Pal Talk or wherever. And I do not wish to continue in this room, as I said right from the beginning. If Hazrat Maulana Hussain Adam Sahib wants to continue, he is most welcome, or any other person who wants to continue. But I do not want to continue here, because our Sunni Muslim brother, he has not even defined what his Aqeedah is. I never said that Ja'al Haq is Raza Khan Barelvi book. I said it's a Raza Khani book. Similarly, like Sunni Muslim is a Barelvi, so like Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Gujarati was a Barelvi as well. Anyway, I do not want to continue here, but I want to continue with the Barelvis. Yes, anywhere, anytime. Mic is free.
Okay, if Brother H. Adam is willing to continue this debate on behalf of you, then that is fine by the room, it's fine by the moderators. But if for some reason H. Adam or you cannot find a replacement, then automatically you have lost the debate and you have forfeited the debate, you were unable to defend your position, your stance was defeated, and you would have to endorse that. That would have to be endorsed. Then you can go in every room and you can do a second debate in Urdu, Farsi, French, German, whatever language you wish to do it in, that is entirely your choice. But the recording will be spread, and this is a defeat. So please reconsider your stance, because I know there are people who have been... ...recording without our knowledge, and they will not be as compassionate. And therefore, please reconsider, because this is tantamount to defeat of the Deobandi position, defeat of what the Deobandi official school's position is. Although I know Deobandi ulama within themselves may have different opinions. So please reconsider.
I know that you are a Barelvi yourself, and... I'm challenging all the Barelvis here to come in any room, but not this one. My mic is free.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I don't think it is healthy to assume too much, yeah, Sidi Talib al-Ilm. Neither Iman Islam Ihsan nor I myself am from either Barelvi or Dioband. Wallahi wa tallahi wa Wabillahi, I am not from either Deoband or Barelvi. So please, let us not make false accusations at each other. So anyway, next on mic. We sincerely hope that you reconsider your abandoning the debate, which everyone here is waiting, can't you see? Everyone's still waiting, listening in. Everybody wants to hear clarification from both sides. You both are scholars, I should think, so both have an obligation to clarify matters, to share the knowledge which they have, and not to beat around the bush and hide them. So anyway, I shall pass the mic to the next person, and that is Sunni Muslim. Yeah, your mic.
Before Sunni Muslim takes the mic, I just want to clarify for the record, I am, wallahi al-azim, I am neither a Deobandi nor a Brelvi, and I my learning, the vast majority of it, have not been under any Brelvi or Deobandi ulama. So that is to clarify that matter. Also to clarify for the record, Sunni Muslim is not a scholar. He is a brother who is striving, and he is a student of knowledge. And thus, I think it would be unfair to portray him as a scholar, as he himself, in his humility, does not consider himself a scholar, and would rather be known as a student of knowledge. I don't know Brother Talib al-Ilm from before, but Brother Talib al-Ilm, please do not prolong this. Either continue the debate in the English language, or find a replacement, or simply admit to defeat and your inability and impotency to defend the Deobandi position. It's as simple as that. We will give you 5 minutes by the clock. If it's not decided in 5 minutes, by default, I will come on the mic and do the final summonings of this debate, and that will be the end of it. That will be the end. So please, with all due respect, okay, Talib al-Ilm has now been replaced by H. Adam. Brother H. Adam will now be the next person who will continue the debate. Talib al-Ilm, in 3 seconds, will be dotted. So the first person to speak now will be Sunni Muslim, and then it will be H. Adam. And the time will be 4 minutes each, inshallah. The time will begin when Sunni Muslim says the first word, but before Sunni Muslim starts the debate, H. Adam, if you would like to say some general words, you can say some general words. You have that choice. Jazakum Allahu khair.
Jazakum Allahu khair. Anyway, بعون الله وبفضله إن شاء الله. This discussion can be continued for the understanding. No, this is just to clarify certain issues here, and then you can tape it or what. I request from Brother Sunni Muslim here, all right, as well. I came to one request that basically, you see, you are claiming Iman, Islam and Ihsan, you have made certain assumptions when he was quoting from the books. You had made assumptions and you said he was not translating correctly. That is what you already showed your biasness towards, and your direction of your thought, which he did not in any way do. So on that basis, basically, one is, if this debate wants to be continued on a different level, I will continue here, but I at the same time put a challenge. There on this tape, we put a challenge to Sunni Muslim and all the Barelvia. No, you said there was much concocting of translations in it. That's your words, brother. Anyway, to Sunni Muslim and 2007 and all the other Barelvi brothers, that we want another debate as well in the Urdu language. for Talib Ilam, so it is easy to use the references in the Urdu language instead of then retranslating it as well. Thus, I will continue here. Anyway, whatever you used, or misinterpretation, or misrepresentation, or whatever it was, that is the situation. This challenge is put forward as well. And concerning whatever has to be said, the last point what Talib Ilam requested was the issue which he mentioned of the book of Jahal Haq of Al-Ayyar Khan Barelvi. Concerning it, what is the belief of the Barelvi? Do they accept that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has the knowledge of the five or not? That's all. Mic is released.
Inshallah, very good that our brother H. Adam has agreed to continue this discussion. First of all, I would like to address the last question which he has asked. What is the belief of the Barelvis today that did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala sallam have the knowledge of those five things or not? Okay, yes, four related words. The answer is given by Imam Qazi Ayad al-Maliki, who died somewhere around 560 Hijri, and I hope everything is being recorded. Okay, this is what, and most important thing, what brother Talib-e-Ilm did a translation. I am not telling that he did a fabrication. Due to lack of his translation ability, it was a wrong translation. The book says علمائے متاخرین میں سے کچھ کا یہ ماننا ہے اور ہم کو بتلایا گیا ہے کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کو آخری زمانے میں ان پانچ چیزوں کا بھی علم دیا گیا تھا. The translation is, yeah, I'm giving you Bareilly belief, but first accept that your learned brother did a wrong translation. Okay, first accept that. The translation is not what he said, that Ahmad Raza Khan says that I believe so. No. First of all, you see, now he is twisting and saying that it was a Ahmad Raza Khani book. And when translating, what did he say? Ahmad Raza Khan writes. Did I not say he will take a U-turn? Now when he went for Salah, he realized that he has done a blunder. He comes back and says, oh no, I did not mean Ahmad Raza Khan. I mean Ahmad Raza Khan. Khani book means his followers. Whereas while translating, he says, Ahmad Raza Khan writes that his belief is that Prophet was given even the knowledge of these five things. And now my respected brother H. Adam is trying to take discussion to a different level. But I will answer his question, and then I will put forward my question to him. So the exact translation is, it has been communicated to us that few of the scholars had this belief. I'm sure you read better Arabic than me, right? You do read better Arabic than me. Here is the Arabic version and the English version. Okay, I'm sure you do. Okay, so I have shown the mistranslation, and I have shown it was a wrong book quoted in a wrong sense. Now coming to our brother H. Adams' question. Yes. No, that's not a problem. Time is not an issue. He said he will continue. So even if I finish 4 minutes this time, whatever his question is, I will answer in the next time. Time is not a problem. Since it is not a time-bound debate. Okay, inshallah ta'ala wa rahman. But we will finish it today. Unless one of us gets disconnected. I have 2 hours, 3 hours, inshallah. So, respected brother H. Adam, the normal belief is what Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam himself said. I am reading it to you in Arabic, because you are a scholar, full-fledged scholar. I am reading it to you in Arabic, inshallah ta'ala. And this is what my belief is, since I am debating. Utiyatu mastihu kulli shayin illa al-khams. I have received the keys to everything except the five. Ibn Masood narrates in another narration, Utiya mafatihu kulli shay'in ghayr al-khams. He has received the key to everything unseen except the five. Imam Hajar al-Asqalani writes and says, Utiyu nabiyukum ilmu kulli shay'in siwa hadihi al-khams. utiyatu maftihul ghaib. The Prophet has received the knowledge of everything unseen except five. This is what the normal Barelvi belief is. Okay? But since your scholar friend did a mistranslation, oh, you all who are listening to this, and if it is going on Paul Talk, Google on sunnah.org and look at the list of those scholars who presented the Dalil, including Sheikh Ghumari Qadi Ayad, that few of the scholars in the ancient, they said that this hadith was superseded by another hadith. That will be in the next time. So I have made him the belief that this is what the normal belief is. Now my question to respected Sheikh H. Adam, who is a member of Marifa.net and Sunni Forum. Let this be on record, because it is going on YouTube. Let this be on record. Do you agree that Prophet had the knowledge of unseen of everything except these five matters? Do you have this? Jazakumullahu al-khaira.
Jazakumullahu khairan for your statements. I basically thought that when I was brought into the room, that the name of the room was Dioban and Barelvi. Not what is your belief and what is my belief. Yes. So, the question has been posed, and it's been posed on our individual situations. I believe that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala min rasulin, whatever Allah wishes to grant him, that was granted. It's not only these five things that were not in his knowledge, there are many other such issues too that Allah had not given. Certain things in Allah's knowledge was given to him, and certain things no. Alright? The issue here has to do with the issue which comes from your website, and the statement is put down. This is what we are speaking about and what the debate is about. It means that the total knowledge of the sacred tables, the Lawhi Mahfuz, everything small and big, and every wet and dry, and the minutest details of all things were made known to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This comes from yanabi.com forum in the explanation by one of yours. And this is where our situation sits. And this is what we are speaking of. Do you agree with this statement or not? It is here, if you look through the thread, the whole discussion is there between some Barelvi and some so-called Deobandis. Do you believe what is mentioned here to be correct or not? That's all I am asking you, yes or no. Mic is yours.
MashaAllah. I thought Brother H. Adam is a scholar and he will be quoting books like Talib-e-Ilm did, although he quoted a book with a wrong page number and wrong author, but our Brother H. Adam has got a step lower and he started quoting websites. My dear brother, Barelvi's stand is not based upon website. Even Ya Nabi in itself has got many factions. So please act like a real scholar and start quoting books like Talib-e-Ilm was doing. Don't make this whole debate in a joke by quoting books. Whatever I am reading you the text of the hadith. Whatever I am posting it, you may say that you are also posting website. No, I am reading it, and I am reading the original hadith text. So my dear friend, please don't go to this level, start quoting hadith websites and blog spots. Please quote the book which your friend did by Ahmad Yar Khan. He writes, it has been communicated to us that few of the scholars did believe that all the knowledge of unseen, including this five, was given to Rasulullah towards the end of this life. The scholars who hold this belief includes Qadi Ayad, and he was not a layman. When he has this belief, what was his dalil? Since it is on record, it is going to be on YouTube, let me read his dalil. Let me read this hadith which Qadi Ayad used, subhanallah.
It is in Arabic in the link which I have given. Allahu Akbar. On the authority of Bukhari, that Asma bint Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha said that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam said, "There is nothing that I have not seen before, but I have seen now at this place of mine, even paradise and hell." And this sermon took place in Medina towards the end of this life. Based upon this, few of the small scholars who are greater than the Deobandi scholars have this belief. Other hadith of Jabir in Samura who said, "The moon was eclipsed and the Prophet prayed and then he said this, 'I truly saw by Allah from when I stood to pray what you all will confront in the matters of this world and the hereafter.'" What did Prophet said? That it has been shown to me in all the matters which you people will fight. An authentic hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, etc. Another hadith, subhanallah. In the beginning of his prophethood, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam never liked people telling him that he is better than Musa, Yunus and Ibrahim, and he used to make them quiet. But towards the end of his life, he used to said, "Ana Sayyidil Adam, I am the Sayyid," okay, and the, among the sons of the Adam. Similarly,